Batman versus Superman Dawn of Justice plays out like Batman versus Superman versus the audience member in the seat. Oh, man. So there was a moment about an hour in where this viewer thought to himself, hey, you know, this at least it's not the Green Lantern. And that's because I liked the Green Lantern, the comic book, and the film was just painful. Although I've heard people say they like Ryan Reynolds so much that they don't mind that how terrible that movie was. Batman vs. Superman will fall into the same sort of category of a movie that has so much goodwill, so much intellectual property that it can sustain the movie despite its best efforts to sort of be painful. Also, Wonder Woman sort of saves this movie and begs the question, how come Wonder Woman doesn't have her own movie by now? Like, really, behind the times here. Wonder Woman is the best thing about this movie, and that's saying a lot. This will be one of those Batman movies that kind of reminds me of the Batman movie that had George Clooney in it, or Jim Carrey, which may or may not have been the same Batman movie, and that's how memorable it is. 2 hours and 31 minutes of Zack Snyder. He was great with 300. For those who saw 300, the second 300 movie, or were into the his telling of the first Superman, the Man of Steel remake, I guess. He did a good job with that. And the problem here is there's just too many stories to be told. Batman and Superman fundamentally are not the same type of person at all. And their comics are not the same. Like, the Superman movies are really about an exploration of masculinity that is tied to the 1950s and the nuclear age in a way that is really conventional. And Batman is really a film noir, more of a 1930s, a heavy, and he plays more to the 70s anti-hero. So they're really two decades apart in the type of masculinity that they inhabit. And really bringing them face to face really does feel like Godzilla squaring off against, say, Sherlock Holmes. It just doesn't make a lot of sense. Wonder Woman being in the mix, actually delightfully full of sexuality and really announcing her return, or her booting, I guess not even rebooting, but her booting of the screen. Yeah, that's the best thing about this movie. It's a lot of movies. I mean, to give Batman and Superman both their equal screen time, the movie just ends up being too long, and it spends so much time in exposition that it's sort of like, if you don't know the Batman and Superman backstories by now, there are, you know, at least five movies that you can go see that will get those for you. And they should have been left out of this movie. They should have started right away with Lex Luthor, with Jesse Eisenberg's character. We're going over time anyway. Batman vs. Superman, it's hard to stay under time, even with the podcast about the movies. The movie was so bloated and so over... underwhelming. There was even a scene where Kevin Costner was farming on the top of like Mount Everest or K2 or something, and he was talking about farming, and it was just they both Batman and Superman, spoiler alert, have like the same mother names. Their mother has the same name, and that's like the I guess that's a spoiler, but like, who cares? If their mom has the same name, that's going to be like that's going to be the big hook that ties them together. And really, what's the point of having Kevin Costner in there talking about farming? And why are they fighting when it seems like implausible that either one of them will die? And then, of course, Superman does die. And if Superman's going to die, spoiler alert, then why wouldn't they play that up to more dramatic effect? I guess. Why have so much fighting that where you know nobody's going to get hurt? If somebody's actually going to be killed, why not milk that for a little more dramatic tension? And, so that's, I guess there's a lot here, and the movie itself has very little. So still worth seeing if you're fans of Batman and Superman, if only for the takeaway that you might remember that the Superman Dies comic book did come out a while back, and it also might remind you of how delightful the Marvel movies are in comparison to the DC movies, and how DC needs to take a note out of the Marvel comic adaptation book, which is to say, keep it short and sweet, which is not what this podcast did, but at least we matched our source material.